In the capital city of Valletta, we find incredible areas that extend deep underground. Colossal walls of limestone with the fortifications of Malta cascading from the top, we find ourselves walking through a valley on the outskirts of the city with many gates and entrances leading directly into the bedrock. Ancient staircases descend from these towering limestone walls. It's almost as if not everything here is natural when it comes to the bedrock. Could the stone walls of this valley be the eroding remnants of colossal structures? Why are there so many entrance points into these areas? And why are so many of them blocked off in a fashion that, again, is reminiscent of what we see on the Giza Plateau?
Being escorted by the lead inspector of the Giza Plateau, who corroborated that there's an underground shaft leading from the Great Pyramid connecting into the back of the Sphinx enclosure.
With its hundreds of entrance points and shafts leading deep underground, blocked, locked, and bricked up, well, we see the same thing around these areas of Valletta. Some entrances were unblocked, revealing huge carved-out tunnels and even smaller shafts only large enough to crawl through that extend far into the darkness. So we went into one of these tunnel systems just to give you an idea of what it looks like inside.
Keep going.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The figure of the entrance.
We are
deep underneath Malta right now. Deep underneath Malta.
Yes, my blood is dirty.
Yeah, of course I am.
Going on in this huge bedrock network of connecting tunnels that extends all around the city and the outskirts of Valletta, and going off into the countryside of Malta.
Dude, hang on. Bro, you just look at the spiral and just keep
going. Oh my god.
Deep spiraling staircase. This is incredible.